So with that, we are going to move on to the next item. I do want to note that item two and three are being held over, so we're going to move to item four, which is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum and Grassroots Victory PAC. And we have Mr. Chris Correll and Ms. Nicole Burgess from the Audit Division here to discuss this matter. And so, Mr. Correll and Ms. Burgess, if you'd like to proceed, please go ahead. Thank you.
Chris, you're on mute.
Myself off of mute. I didn't realize I was on mute. Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum for Grassroots Victory PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on February 11th, 2021. This memorandum presents the Audit Division's recommendation for the misstatement of financial activity, increased activity finding. The committee received the draft final audit report on October 14, 2020, provided its response to the finding and requested an audit hearing on November 6, 2020. The commission approved the hearing request on November 30, 2020. The commission held an audit hearing on January 28, 2021, where Grassroots Victory PAC requested that the commission remove misstatement of financial activity from the finding title. The report before you continues to present the finding as misstatement of financial activity, increased activity, consistent with prior similar findings for standalone increases in activity. We're available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you to the Audit Division. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It was an interesting audit hearing, all about headings. We've had a lot of discussion recently about the headings on our audit reports, which I have to admit is not something I had given a lot of thought to until recently. But now I have been thinking about it, and I think that some of the audited committees have made some good points on this. The major thrust of the hearing was the committee's perspective that, regardless of what we have done in the past, and it is certainly true that inside the building, inside the virtual building, we do think of increased activity as a subset of misstatement of financial activity. They point out rightly that if you look at our materiality thresholds document, which is a published document, misstatement is one category and increased activity is just an entirely separate category that follows it. It is not a subset. So, I mean, my suggestion is that, you know, given that they have raised what I believe is a valid point, that the heading appears to be inconsistent with our other published documents, is that we conform the heading to the materiality thresholds and just call it increased activity and delete the phrase misstatement of financial activity, which seems to cover other things.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Any further commissioner questions or discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Traynor.
I just want to say that I appreciate Commissioner Weintraub's suggestion there and believe that that is something that I can be supportive of.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. I'd like to ask the Audit Division if you could just give us some guidance in regards to how this affects currently we would be processing cases or any future activity that was planned upon this discussion. Yes, Ms. Ora.
Yes, please. Good morning, commissioners. I guess the one concern that I would have is if we're saying that increased activity would no longer be a portion of misstatement, are we then highlighting in the future that this would actually be its own finding? And so committees could potentially have more findings in their audit reports. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong with that, Dana. Is that correct? Because currently, misstatement has subcategories. in increased activity is one of those subcategories.
That's correct. And so it would be a matter of the presentation. The number of findings wouldn't change, but the presentation of the findings would change. And that increased activity would now become its own standalone finding, especially within our website, where it currently it appears as a subcategory of misstatement findings.
So from the audit division's perspective, given the fact that we've had this in place since 2004, and Commissioner Weintraub, I greatly appreciate feedback, especially when it's coming from the regulated community, because you are correct. As we go through our daily job, sometimes it's difficult to see what others' perceptions are. And so, unfortunately, the regulated community doesn't have the aspect of having the additional training that goes along with that actual document that our auditors use to conduct audits. So there's training in place as well. My suggestion would be that we actually address this in a future document as we're looking at the actual activity versus making changes now.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for that suggestion. I don't think that people who are out in the real world who don't have the benefit of our training really are as concerned about the training that our auditors get and how it is understood inside the FEC as they are about how it is understood in the real world. And as you pointed out, most people out there in the world don't have the training that our auditors have. So if they read a phrase like misstatement of financial activity, that's got a negative aspect to it that I assume that the reason that they requested this hearing and asked for this is because they thought having a finding that of increased activity just didn't sound as bad as having a finding of misstatement of financial activity. And I think whether it, you know, wherever it shows up, I think that's, you know, that's their perception. It's based on other documents that we make available to the public. I don't think it's a satisfying response to say, well, if only everybody in the world had the training that our auditors have, they would understand what this means. These words have meaning to people in a common sense, real world sense. Misstatement of financial activity doesn't sound like a highly technical phrase that only a lawyer or an auditor ought to be able to understand. And if we want to rewrite the audit thresholds, the document that we make available to the public and use internally for training, such that increased activity is plainly delineated as a subset of misstatement, I think we could do that. And then we could continue on the way we have called it in the past. But I think the problem is that there is a disconnect. And I agree with you. We've been doing this for years. Nobody's pointed this out before, but there is a disconnect between our public documents, between the way we describe things in our audit reports and the way we describe things in the audit thresholds that are also published. And I think we should fix that. I agree we should fix it going forward if we think it needs fixing in the audit thresholds, but I don't think we should ask people out there who are receiving audit reports in the meantime to put up with something that is inconsistent with between our documents. So I have to respectfully disagree with you. I don't think that's the way to address this.
Thank you, Ms. Orok. I do have one question before before I let you speak on this one. Is there some way for the finding to reflect a correction in and of itself? Can we make some change to that finding in this instance to say that this has been corrected? And I'm not sure if that has been done. So any guidance you could answer on that would be appreciated.
Madam Chair.
We have Commissioner, excuse me, Ms. Orok, if you would allow Commissioner Traynor to proceed, please go ahead.
Madam Chair, on that same point to Ms. Orok, I would ask if it would be possible, as I distributed to commissioners earlier this morning, if we could just put a parenthetical after that to say that it had been corrected, if that might, when people are searching the website, they'll at least find that it is that it's been corrected, so that we don't necessarily change the initial finding so that the search comes out the same, but then when they pull up the report, it actually says that it's been corrected in a parenthetical. And I think that might be a solution to it. So I'd like for her to address that along with your question.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Excuse me, I want to make sure I knew this idea, this brilliant idea come into my head through some way. So that was through Commissioner Traynor. I mean, want to give credit where credit is due in that regard. Ms. Orok and then Ms. Brown. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Ms. Brown, I'm just going to address one thing. I actually very much prefer the language that Commissioner Traynor used. The reason being is it wouldn't require any additional work from staff to make any changes to the audit report search system. So 100% agree with that.
Ms. Brown?
Good morning, commissioners. Again, I just wanted to follow up on that point and also say that the audit division would be in favor of Commissioner Traynor's recommendation, because from our standpoint, the committee still did misstate those original reports that were filed with the commission. As comparing the original reports with the bank record activity, there was a misstatement of that activity, so that what was reflected in the reports is not what was disclosed on their reflected in the bank records is not what was disclosed on the original reports. So from that standpoint, there was a misstatement. And so to clarify to the public that they did correct it for us would be the preference.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Traynor. Yes.
So, and I think audit may be misunderstanding me at this point based upon what Commissioner Weintraub has recommended. I would support Commissioner Weintraub's motion with the addition of adding the words corrected in a parenthetical after hers, as opposed to my original statement that I distributed this morning.
Yes, Ms. Brown.
Madam Chair, if I may, just to clarify, so that the recommendation at this point is that the finding title would be increased activity and then corrected?
That's correct.
Thank you.
If Commissioner Weintraub would be amenable to that.
Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
I would consider that a friendly amendment.
Thank you. Ms. Orok.
And then, so I'm sorry, I would need clarification then from the commission as to what does this mean for the audit report search system? Does this mean that increased activity is not part of the misstatements and stands alone, and we would have to go in and make those coding changes?
Yes, Commissioner Wadra?
I'd like some clarification for Ms. Orok. When you talk about the search system, are you talking about an internal system, or are you talking about our public website?
Our public website, within the public website, there was something that the commission, I can't recall how many years ago, asked that we actually create so that the regulated community and commissioners could more easily find past findings. And that's where the categories and the subcategories come into play.
So if I may, Madam Chair. So if somebody searches for increased activity, Is that a term that comes up?
Increased activity isn't searchable. What you would actually find first is a misstatement. Under misstatement, there are numerous subcategories, increased activity being one of those. It's not a standalone. From the conversation we're having today, it sounds like increased activity would be its own searchable category, which means it no longer is with misstatement. All right. The question is, what do we do with this audit, plus as well with those audits from the past? I think it goes back to 2004.
All right. I'm still a little bit confused. If you search for the term increased activity, do you get a blank screen or do you get findings? Do things pop up?
That is not one of the qualifiers. So if you actually go to the FEC website, and you're taking a look at those categories of audits, what you first come to is misstatement. Under misstatement, it gives you an option to then choose subcategories. For instance, increased activity. Once you choose that, it will then show you all those misstatements that had increased activity.
But how do you get there in the first place? If you enter increased activity and you're telling me that's not a search term, then how would you get to misstatement?
So again, the way that you do, you have a filter where you can actually go in and under findings and issue categories, you can say misstatement of financial activity. Under there, you would have to then select the increased activity, be it disbursements, receipts. It will then go back and it will bring up all of those findings and issues. Hence the reason why I'm just concerned to make sure that we're actually, that the changes that we're requesting of staff, just so we understand what the commission's direction is.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
Well, I don't want to preempt Commissioner Cook's seat.
I also see that Ms. Lee is trying to be recognized. So if she has something that's pertinent to this specific point from Ms. Orrick, I'm happy to defer to her.
Ms. Lee, please go ahead.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub, the way the search, the audit report search system works, it's not searchable via word. So you couldn't data enter increased activity and then it will pull it up kind of like Google. The way it works is there are drop-down menus and you select a category in the drop-down menu. So in the first drop-down menu is a category in the statement of financial activity. And then from there, you do a selection, subcategories of increased activity. So if that kind of clarifies it a little bit.
Thank you, Ms. Lee. Now, Mr. Cook, Commissioner Cooksey, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I understand Ms. Orrick's concern. I guess for my part, I still agree with Commissioner Weintraub and her view that our documents say this is a separate finding, and I understand we've been doing this for 16 or 17 years, but it's never too late to do the right thing and clean up what we've been doing after the fact. I wouldn't support going back and changing old audit findings that we've already approved. I think that is sort of let sleeping dogs lie and change those. But if I think going forward, I mean, if we need to tweak our filters for the database searches for, you know, any future reports we do that have separate findings of misstatement versus increased activity, I think that seems like just something that would, you know, need to be changed in our search functions and our tech behind that we can figure out after the fact. But I'm prepared for my part, at least, just to support Commissioner Weintraub's change, also to support Commissioner Traynor's change. I also supported the original proposal Commissioner Traynor circulated earlier. So I'm a yes on everything if we can get a consensus there. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chair, did you still want to weigh in on this?
Very briefly, since I agree with everything Commissioner Cooksey just said. So that will save me the need to say it. The only thing I would add is that, you know, our agenda item is this particular matter. I think this is all important, and I would be very happy for my part to work through these issues offline. But I do think that it would be a mistake for us to not go with the better option as we see it in the matter before us because of inertia in the system. I think we can address that. I think it's a big ship. It takes a little bit of time to turn it, but the fact we've got a better course, to belabor the metaphor, we should take.
Belabor the metaphor. It's not belabored. It's all fine. I see it a little differently. I do understand the need for the correction, but I think the correction should be moving forward. And I still have a little couple of issues for how the search engine would apply, but I do see that it looks like we have some consensus in this. I just want to highlight, I'll be abstaining from this because I do think the correction should be done in the future. But just for this particular instance with the additional concerns that I have, I will abstain from this, but I think that we are at a phase where we can move forward on this. Is there a desire for any further discussion? None? Then I believe we have Commissioner Weintraub, please.
Just a couple of sentences before making a motion. I think that I thank my colleagues for their thoughtfulness on this. And I'm sure that it was not intended this way, but I think we cannot put the convenience of our staff ahead of the fairness to people who are out there operating under the rules that we administer. And if this causes a little bit of internal angst about how we're going to adjust our categories, then I think we're just going to have to deal with that. But I agree entirely with the vice chair that, you know, we have actually two audit matters in front of us, but we have these specific audit matters in front of us, and we have to deal with the concerns that have been expressed with regard to these particular matters. And I am happy to engage with my colleagues and the staff behind the scenes to figure out, you know, how we want to more broadly deal with these issues going forward. Having said that, I'm prepared to make a motion if it is timely to do so, Madam Chair.
Please do.
In Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Grassroots Victory Pack, A19-14, I move approval of audit's recommendation subject to deleting misstatement of financial activity before increased activity on page 3, the cover page, page 5, the table of contents, page 8, the summary, and 9, Part 4 of Agenda Document 21-11-A, and adding after the phrase increased activity a parenthetical that says corrected.
Thank you for the motion. Is there a discussion on this motion? Seeing no interest, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those, well, abstain. Look, I'll call that one. The motion passes 5-1 abstention, with one abstention, with the vice chair, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioner Walther, and Commissioner Traynor voting in favor. Thank you.